"My dear Mr. Bennet," said his lady to him one day, "have you heard that Netherfield Park is let at last?"
Mr. Bennet replied that he had not.
"But it is," returned she, "for Mrs. Long has just been here, and she told me all about it."
John could feel her heat, even through his wool and boiled leather. The sight of them arm in arm was drawing curious looks. "They will be whispering in the barracks tonight. If you can truly see the morrow in your flames, tell me when and where the next wildling attack will come." He slipped his arm free. "Rilor sends us what visions he will, but I shall seek for this man, Tormund, in the flames."
February 6, 1945. "Darling, darling, darling, this is what I've been waiting for. Your freedom left me dumb and choked up, but, oh now, I feel released. Oh, Christopher, my dear, dear man, it is so, so wonderful. You're coming home. Golly, I shall have to be careful. All this excitement is almost too much for my body."
So straight away, the brave little fella, not showing a morsel of fear, took his stick with the horse's head handle and pushed it in Wallace's ear. You could see that the lion didn't like it, for giving a kind of a roll, he pulled Albert inside the cage with him and swallowed the little lad whole. Then Pa, who'd seen the occurrence and didn't know what to do next, said, "Mother, yon lion sat Albert." And Mother said, "Eee, I am vexed."
I've been studying the story of Andromeda. Do you know it? Her father was King Cepheus, whose country was being ravaged by storms. And in the end, he decided the only way to appease the gods was to sacrifice his eldest daughter to a hideous sea monster. So they chained her naked to a rock.